Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Jonathan Casillas does the pre and post for Giants. Hey, it's nice to talk to you after a win for a change. Jonathan, how about that dub for Big Blue?
Yes, sir. I'm happy about it. I don't know how many times we've spoken after a game like that, so I'm excited.
I don't think many. All right, so forget about what happened because we just focus on tonight. You know, it's been a while here. Anything the Giants can carry over from that game as far as the defense, the scheme, or do you just think this is a different animal going up against a totally different team in the Dallas Cowboys for tonight's game?
Well, I think you definitely got to take some momentum from last week. The Giants did have a damn near perfect first half. You know, the second half, the Browns came back. You know, Deshaun Watson made some plays, and, you know, the defense kind of allowed some things to happen, but they made the plays at the end to win the game, and that's the only thing that truly matters. And on the other side, look, Dak Prescott has owned the Giants, you know. I mean, ever since I left, because we swept them in 2016. But ever since I left, he's been owning the Giants. So the Giants have to figure out a way to beat Dak, who's playing. You know, the team may not look great, but Dak's looking pretty good this year.
Well, he's looking pretty good because he is pretty good. I mean, listen, and good to have you back on the show, man. My position's very simple here, Jonathan. Go out there and play a four-quarter game. Like, the days of getting smoked and getting owned by Dallas, it's got to start ending here. You can't lose 40 to zip. You can't get waxed 49-17. I do believe that Dallas is solid. I mean, but they're not beyond reproach. You can run on them. I think there's some internal bickering. You heard what Dak said last week. You heard what Parsons said. They don't seem to be on the same page. If not tonight, when for the Giants against Dallas?
Man, I agree. Look, this is a perfect opportunity for the Giants to go ahead and rectify their season already. You know, I think getting down to an 0-2 start to start the season was something that nobody truly envisioned. Everybody thought that the Giants could possibly get one of those games. But then to come to find out, Vikings are the best team in the damn NFC. I don't know how the hell that happened. But they're 3-0, and they look really good. And then, you know, the Commanders are better than we thought, too. Jaden Daniels is playing some really good football right now. I think he's leading the league in passer completion percentage by like 5%. So they're a little bit better. The Browns are a little bit worse. And now I think the Cowboys might be a little bit worse, too. But they're still the Cowboys. They still have talent throughout the whole entire roster. Yes, CeeDee Lamb and Dak may not be on the same page, but it's still CeeDee damn Lamb. The guy can play football. He's done a lot against the Giants. So has Dak. So has this offense. 89 points last year, fellas, against the Giants in two games. Over 1,000 yards, and they sacked whoever was playing quarterback 12 times. Like, come on, guys. We have to make some ground. Where do you make that stand and say, I'm not the little brother anymore. You can't continue to bully me. The Giants, I don't think there's any better week to do it than right now. They have a little momentum. The Cowboys look like they're all over the place. Let's go, boys. Let's get a dub.
Yeah,
here at home.
That's what I'm saying. Jonathan Casillas, BT and Sound on the Fan. Former Giant, of course. You get him on the pre- and the post-game show. You hear him right here tonight on the Fan. So Dallas doesn't stop the run. We know the stats, but we also know that Malik Nabers is the best part of the Giants' offense. So what Dallas doesn't do well, you know, it doesn't necessarily feed into the Giants' ultimate strength. How do they attack the Dallas defense to start? What do they do?
Well, I beg to differ because this is the reason why, because I don't think if the Giants were not able to run the ball, that Malik Nabers would have never been so available for the targets, because he's leading the league in targets, rightfully so. The kid's a phenomenal player. But if the Giants didn't have success running the ball, I don't think Malik Nabers would have such a contribution to the offense like he's had. Because the Giants actually have ran the ball pretty successfully, especially the last 2 weeks. I love Devin Singletary. I miss, and I got my heart, like my hands in a heart signal right now to Saquon. I love Saquon as a person, as a football player. But Devin Singletary is no slouch. He looks very good running the football. He looks like he's running the football better than he has in the past. But he has to figure out how to not fumble. We can't do that. You can't continue to do that. But I think if the way the Giants win this game is not with Malik Nabers. It has to be through the run game and the decision-making of Daniel Jones, because I don't know if the Giants are going to have so many opportunities to get Malik Nabers all of those targets. Maybe he'll get 10 targets, which will be 4 to 7 completions.
Yeah.
How much does he do with that? I don't know. But the Giants need to be able to run the football effectively against this team, just like we've seen the Ravens do and also the Saints do. That truly opens up the entire offense if you can run the football and be the most physical team from the beginning of the game. And that's what the Giants really haven't done besides last week. We haven't seen that basically all last year, because even they won the Cardinals game, but Cardinals jumped out to a 20-0 lead. Yeah. You know, so the Giants never really started the game being the physical, run the ball down your throat type of team, but that's the mentality they have to have tonight.
And nowhere near where New Orleans or Baltimore is, though, in that regard. Now, when you say Nabers is going to be limited here to a certain extent, is that just because Dallas is going to do everything they can to shut him down or at least limit Malik Nabers?
I think they'll be fools to watch 3 weeks of this kid and just leave him one-on-one, man-to-man coverage, and expect him not to make plays. Because if you really think about it, yes, he's a headache player. You still got to do what you need to do on defense and stop in the run. Guys, I don't care what, you know, I asked some of the defenders that are currently playing, is it still the number one priority to stop the run? And they said yes. So that's still a thing in the NFL. You know, it's changed, but that's still a thing. So the priority is always to stop the run. But then when you go into a meeting, I guess that was Monday because the guys play Sunday, and they had to, you know, have that meeting because they're playing on Thursday. Malik Nabers is highlighted. They're probably watching every single catch that he had as a team, not just the defense, because he's that special of a player. So everybody knows how good he is. He's not going to surprise anybody. So, and I'm thinking as a defensive coordinator for the Cowboys, let's not let this guy beat us. So I think they're going to do things probably on third down to take him away from the game and have Daniel Jones hold the ball a little bit longer to create more, you know, opportunity for their pass rush to get there, because they still have a pass rush, even though hasn't showed up the last couple of weeks. I think they have one sack in the Cowboys in the last 2 weeks, but they still have elite pass rushers, if not multiple ones, at least one in Micah Parsons.
And I know the Giants like to spread it around outside of Nabers, obviously. So let's say that they shut down Nabers. Who's the next? And Slayton, I think, is banged up. I don't know if he's officially out, but he's banged up. Where can we see somebody emerge? Is it one of the tight ends? Is it Wandell Robinson? Is it Hyatt? Who would be that next guy if the Cowboys do take out Nabers that the Giants would be throwing the football to?
If the Giants are handcuffed and basically not being able to throw the ball to Nabers, this is where I think Jalin Hyatt has that breakout game. I think we need to see a little more snaps from him. If Slayton is on the mend and he's not, you know, fully 100% back to himself and he's limited and he's playing but he's limited, I definitely see Hyatt taking some reps. I love Wandell Robinson. I think the mindset he plays with and he working. See, this is the thing about those slot receivers, guys. I playing linebacker, I had to deal with those dudes a lot. And it's a lot of, if you're not on point as a linebacker, if you're not, like, knowing who's there and what type of routes they run and how they're going to get him the ball, it's a complete disadvantage for you as a linebacker. Those receivers are a lot faster than you. They're a lot quicker than you. They know exactly where they're going. And that's where Wandell works. He works over safeties. He works with linebackers. So he'll have the ability to get open against pretty much anybody. Daniel Jones has to find him. Because Malik Nabers, I hope he's there, but if he's not there on third down because they have him doubled or they rolled up some type of coverage to him, there are viable options. And then, look, Theo Johnson, I would like to see him get involved in the option in the offense as well.
Yeah, I would almost say tight ends over Hyatt myself.
Yeah. And they've been thrown to the tight ends a little bit, too. Not that there's been any game breakers here, but...
No, but Bellinger's got... Bellinger a couple years ago was really good.
Yeah, he was. But we're talking about, I'm thinking of explosive plays.
Yeah, I know.
You know, where's those explosive plays going to come from? Malik Nabers been showing up, playing there too. But Hyatt, man, he has to have a game to get, I think, his confidence, not in himself, but on the team.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to continue to have confidence when your play time is down. You're getting one target a game. You dropped the pass. I think you've seen it. He dropped the pass. Like, the only opportunity he truly had, he dropped it. You know, so it's like, the kid confidence might be a little shot. What mm-hmm. better way to go against Dallas on Thursday Night Football? And it could be one catch for 45 yards.
Oh, yeah.
And that'd be good for him. That'd yeah. be so good for him.
Oh, nice to see him holding a deep one. Jonathan Casillas, BT and Sal here on The Fan. Pre and post game, of course, tonight. You'll hear him on The Fan. Giants in Dallas. You hear the game on The Fan. He's a former Giant. All right. So, in my opinion, no doubt. Dexter Lawrence, check. He's showing up. Burns, check. He's showing up. Kayvon Thibodeau, I don't know. I mean, which Kayvon shows up tonight?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good question. Look, bro, I'm sitting here with you guys. I'm like, I can't keep defending Kayvon against Sal and Tierney, man. Like, he has to show up. I mean, he has to show up, guys. I mean, I think he's a really good player. You know, we've seen Burns had his impact on the game last week. I mean, I thought he injured Deshaun Watson's throwing arm the first time he swapped at the ball in Burns. Sick. Other guys are showing up. Ojulari has emerged again, which I always knew he was a productive player. He had a kind of a step back the year last year. But Kayvon, you know, rightfully so, a lot of attention is on him. And, you know, I mean, guys, like I said, I'm not going to keep defending him. You know, I think he has to show up and put those numbers up. I think he's a good player. But in order for the Giants to really have success, they need three edge pass rushers. All great defenses, especially in the last 5 years, that rush the passer efficiently, effectively, and on every single down, they have three. The Cowboys did it the last couple years. The Eagles have done it. And I'm just looking at the division. I don't even have to look outside of the division. I can look at the division and see what the Cowboys and the Eagles did the last 2-3 years. They always had three pass rushers. I'm not mistaken, 2 years ago, the Eagles had three guys with double-digit sacks, and they led the league in sacks. That's the type of stuff that I want to see from the Giants, and they have the opportunity to do it. They have the players to do it. Kayvon Thibodeau needs to show up a little bit more and be more of effective to not just the game plan and run stuff, but you have to affect the other team's quarterback. With Dak Prescott, you're going to need to do it because Dak's a good player, like you said. He's been having success not just against the Giants, but everybody. He always gets the Cowboys somehow to 12 wins, and he always is an efficient passer besides the 1 year he led the league in interceptions. Every other year, Dak's a really good quarterback, if not borderline elite.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, you want to beat the Cowboys prime time, you need your best players to step up. Kayvon Thibodeau was a top draft pick, a lot of hype, a lot of expectation, put up some numbers last year. He's got to show up tonight, bottom line, if the Giants have a chance. The one thing that I hate about this game, Jonathan, is no Drew Phillips for the Giants. How big of a loss do you think that is for Big Blue?
It's huge, man. You talk about CeeDee Lamb, right? Where does CeeDee Lamb line up mostly? In the slot. You know, and I'm not saying Drew can hold him down, but at least he can bother him, be that physical presence, get up in his face. Sometimes that affects a guy without even having the greatest of coverage. You know, you just got a guy that won't back down from you, always there. That's who Drew Phillips is. And I think the Giants will miss out on that because, look, the Cowboys don't have the greatest batch of receivers, but they have one of the best receivers in CeeDee Lamb. Last week, Amari Cooper, Deshaun Watson, before the Giants played them, they weren't on the same page. We didn't have to wait more than 7 seconds for them to get a completion and a touchdown. So the Giants can't allow that reconnection of sorts of CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott happen on Thursday night. Happen because, not to say that they'll get blown out like they did last year, but if you allow that relationship to connect again on Thursday Night Football and everybody's smiling on the Dallas sideline, they're still an explosive offense with some of these players, and they can score a lot of points, and Giants cannot allow that to happen. The defense, they took a big step forward last week from the Commanders game to the Browns game, and I'm expecting them to take another step forward today.
Hey, Jonathan, if Dallas loses, you think they fire Mike McCarthy?
Ooh. Wow. I mean, I don't think so. I'll tell you what, though, if they get blown out, maybe. I don't know how it would happen, but if they figure out a way to lose badly on Thursday Night Football, It's going to be hard to
escape
the critics. Yeah. It's going to be a hard day to escape the critics, fellas.
It's getting a little loud down there, man. It's getting ugly.
What are you expecting tonight, Jonathan? Like, is there a better chance that the Giants get smoked, or you think there's a better chance they could win this game? Can they actually beat the Cowboys? We're going to keep it close. Can they actually beat the Cowboys tonight in your mind?
Absolutely. I definitely think they could beat the Cowboys. Look, I'm a week-to-week person, you know, especially early in the season. You know, I'm just trying to call it how I see it. And feel the temperature of the team. I feel like the Giants are ascending in the right direction. I do not like how they finished the second half on offense last week, but I love how they started the game. But like you guys are saying, if they can put together a four-quarter game of complimentary football, mind you, last week, special teams blunder, first play of the game, defense gave up a touchdown, first play of the game for defense. If you look at last year for the Cowboys versus Giants, week one, 4-0, extra point block for a touchdown, first drive of the game for the New York Giants, a defensive touchdown from the Cowboys with the Saquon Barkley fumble. And it's like, guys, the game didn't even really get started yet, and the Giants are already down 16-0. Like, it was insane. The Giants cannot allow that to happen. You have to be tight on special teams. Defense, you have to get stops. Give your offense more chances with the football. I love how the last 2 weeks the Giants have scored 6 touchdowns on offense. I think that's pretty good football that they're playing. Like, for me, that's surprising. I thought the defense was going to be, you know, really solid at this point in the season, and the offense would take some time to come along. But it already took 1 week for them to score 3 touchdowns, and then it took another week for them to add on another 3. For me, and y'all know how it was last year, this is light years of improvement from last year's squad.
Yep.
So, yes, they have a chance. The formula is there. There's no question of how they could win this game. Everybody knows this because everybody knows what's happened in Dallas. You have to be able to run the football. And, yes, Malik Nabers is a viable option. But if they figure out a way to take him away from the game, which people can do, then let's see Hyatt. Let's see Bellinger. Let's see Theo Johnson, Wandale Robinson. Daniel Jones' arm and legs and his decision-making will win the game for the Giants if they can run the ball efficiently like we saw from what the Cowboys defense has given up the last couple weeks. That's the formula, and everybody knows it, guys.
Yeah, now they're just going to go out there and actually do it. A season-defining game for both the Cowboys and the Giants. I'll be out there, Jonathan. Come say hello to you. Can't wait for it tonight, a little Thursday night football. You save a seat for me up there, right, in the postgame. I'll be hanging out with you.
No doubt, bro. It'll be good to see you, man.
Yeah, we'll go in the locker room afterwards, say hello to everybody. You can introduce me to Kayvon and everybody else down there. We'll have some fun.
Bro, I got to work, bro. I can't go to no dang locker room. I'm up in the box with Tino and Schmelk and Bob Papa and them, Carl Banks and them boys.
Oh, okay.
I got to work, baby.
I got you. Well, can you send me a plate of food at least? We'll have some food afterward. I mean,
I got you, bro.
All right, there you have it. Jonathan Casillas, of course, catch him tonight, pre-post, all the Giants, you know, talk here on The Fan. Jonathan's got you covered all night long. A huge game, BT. We'll talk more of it, of course, when we come back. Also got to get into the Yankees as well.
Yeah, I was going to say real quick, I know we said it laughing and jest, like you just got to fend us off with the Kayvon stuff and what happened, you know, you and I talking to Carl about Kayvon.
Yeah.
We're not making this up, man. This is year 3. And nobody's saying that he's, you know, that he's a bust, but is it too much to ask him to go out there on a Thursday night with everybody watching and the season in the balance? It's year 3, not year 1, not year 2. You know, go get 7-8 tackles, go get 2 sacks, put one on the turf, force a fumble. It's year 3.
By the way,
I also
do think, and I know we reference it because it happened a year ago, but I also think a lot was made of that where we were not trying to disparage Kayvon Thibodeau at all. It sounded like that. Certainly, I understand why some people would take that, but it was never anything personal. It was just about he's a top pick,
yep,
and he has not had his impact felt the way that a top pick for an edge rusher should. And then he had the one game, literally that week that we brought that up, he had the one breakout game against the Jets. And he did have some good numbers last year and a decent season, but
for sure,
not to the level
no
that he should be having. And then too many games. And by the way, we've had Casillas talk about it. We've had Baldinger talk about it. Those guys have also been, if not critical, just honest and fair, that Thibodeau hasn't had his presence felt the way that we expected.
He disappears once in a while.
Okay.
The tape says that.
That's all we were asking at the time.
Yeah,
so it's not like we joke around about it now, but I have nothing against. I hope Thibodeau goes out there and has 8 sacks tonight. Like, I'd love to see
I'd love to see him go nuts here. I think he's got the talent. I know he's got the talent, but yeah, I mean, listen, it's never personal. I mean, same thing with Evan Neal. I mean, well, he gets drafted. I mean, no, he's absolutely worse.
Yeah, right.
He is absolutely a bust, unlike Kayvon Thibodeau. You know, we just want a little bit more from Kayvon snap to snap. But yeah, Kayvon, Evan's not playing, so we don't talk about him, but if he was playing and he was turnstile like he used to be, we'd be again, Tavon light years ahead of Evan Neal, but you get drafted top 10, there's going to be a lot of dissection. Bottom line, going back to Vernon Golston, going back to the quarterbacks with the Jets. I mean, it is what it is.
And you got to produce, but especially tonight against
Let's
a team
go.
That's better than you are, at least coming in on paper.
Yep.
Now you need your stars to show up. Giants need Kayvon Thibodeau on that defense to put pressure on Dak and the Cowboys. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, your calls on the other side, 888-808-1019.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?